Unit 12. Reading Passage. Vale Horton owns a multi-million dollar medical equipment company. Anthony Schwager creates and markets dozens of popular products made from his bee farm's honey. What's special about these two entrepreneurs is Mr. Horton has no legs, and Mr. Schwager is mentally challenged. These are just two of the millions of people who refuse to let their disabilities stand in their way of success. It's estimated that there are at least 650 million people around the world with a physical or mental disability. That includes an important percentage of the workforce, and the number is growing as populations are aging. Despite their difficulties, many disabled people want to be productive members of society. They're doing university degrees in everything from biology to computer science. There are also special training programs which prepare disabled people for work in offices, schools, and many other workplaces. However, more needs to be done to welcome disabled people into the workforce. Technology is a key help. So-called adaptive technologies make it possible for those with visual, hearing, and other disabilities to handle a wide range of tasks. For instance, special software can print the contents of a computer screen in Braille so a blind person can read it. Other types of software can read a screen aloud or increase the size of text. There are also keyboards designed for use with just one hand. Disabled workers welcome these advances as doors to a whole host of professions, from customer service jobs to positions as computer engineers. Office spaces are also being modified to make them more accessible. Usually, only minor changes are needed, such as moving furniture, lowering desks, and installing a wheelchair ramp. In many countries, the law mandates that employers make these changes if a disabled worker needs them. Firms often worry the costs will be high, but that's usually not the case. For instance, in the USA, the typical employer spends $500 or less on adjustments. Nevertheless, companies are often reluctant to hire people with physical or mental challenges. Employers worry about disabled workers taking time off or having trouble executing their tasks. The evidence shows these concerns to be unfounded. However, unemployment rates for disabled workers remain high, up to 70% in some countries. When employers do make the effort to hire disabled workers, they're usually happy with the decision. That's because disabled workers, glad to have a job, show strong loyalty to the company. They also tend to take fewer days off, and their work ethic is excellent. Given the large number of disabled people worldwide, just having a mentally or physically challenged person on staff can be a big advantage. They can help design, develop, and test products made for disabled consumers. It's a lucrative market, estimated to be worth some 80 billion pounds per year in the UK alone. Yet we still have a long way to go to educate employers and non-disabled employees about the advantages of hiring and working with disabled people.